The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, lovely weather. Have you been to the beach? Well, our reporter Aidan Delaney has.
I'm here on Morris Castle Beach. It's an absolutely gorgeous day. So Wexford is kind of famous for its beaches as well. Do you like the beaches down here? Is this your favourite?
Yeah.
And what's your favourite thing to do on the beach when it's this warm?
Go into the sea and then dig big holes.
Yeah, I come down here every summer and it's just the beach. It's just one of the nicest beaches in Ireland, in my opinion. And then I think if it's not for you, you don't have to go to the beach or anything. And then obviously if you enjoy the sun, just make sure you're wearing your sunscreen.
Do you like the beaches down here in Wexford?
Yeah, I love them.
Is the beach the first place you go when there's hot weather?
Yes.
And is it your favourite place to go? Is this your favourite beach?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm enjoying the good weather and I can cope with it because I take lots of fluids, I get in out of the sun, I shade myself, wear the sunglasses, the hat, in the water swimming, plenty of swims, and then I just go back to my house.
Our reporter Aidan Delaney enjoying the sunshine. So what is the best beach in the country? Well, Keem Beach on Achill Island in County Mayo has been named the number one wild swimming spot in the UK and Ireland. Set in a picturesque rural location, boasting clean, plastic-free white sands and clear turquoise water, this spectacular beach was also named on Lonely Planet's top 20 beaches in Europe last year. To explain all of this, we're joined by Polo Canila, travel editor with the Irish Independent. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
So who decides what's the best beach?
Well, look, anyone can decide the best beach, and surveys like this are never going to satisfy everybody. But on this occasion, it's a UK-based company called Ocean Bottle, and they make sustainable, recyclable water bottles. And they have an interesting methodology here. They surveyed over 800 beaches and waterways throughout the UK and Ireland, and they did two things. One, they analysed the levels of nasty bacteria like E. coli and so on using various government sites, in our case, the Environmental Protection Agency. But then the second piece was they cross-referenced that with the Google reviews or the online user reviews of the beaches once there was a critical mass of them. And putting those two together, they came up with a top 20 in the UK and Ireland. And lo and behold, there is that beautiful beach you just mentioned at the top of the list, Keem Bay on Achill Island in County Mayo.
Now, the other beaches that feature, because Irish beaches certainly box above their weight, don't they?
I love this. Six of the 20 are in Ireland, and they are Trona Doline in Connemara, Dogs Bay as well, which people will know, at Gertine there on the Ballyconneely Peninsula, Dewey Beach in Donegal, Curraghclough in Wexford, only down the road from Morris Castle there, where your beachgoers were talking from, and then Enniscrone in County Sligo. So there's a good spread. Whenever we chat about beaches in Ireland, there's always an argument over which county is best and all the rest of it, but I like the way that they're scattered around the place, and there's an East Coast inclusion as well.
Now, you get a bit worried by certain things when you see that works that were planned for that area around Keem Bay, they've been delayed by the pandemic. The council says it's collaborating with Fáilte Ireland regarding the overall development of a plan for Keem. Once you hear think, well, that's the end of that.
Well, this is the debate, because there are lots of people who would love to keep Keem a secret and just land there if some days in winter, and I've been there in winter as well as summer before, you can land there and you can literally be the only person on that beach surrounded by the cliffs with just this magical patchwork around you. It's just beautiful. But there will be days like this week in our heat wave when, there's only one road in and out of the place, and it's not built nature didn't design this place to handle thousands and thousands of punters coming in cars. So, tourism, as we know, brings economic value to rural communities. Lots of people want to enjoy these beaches. So how do the two coexist, the natural splendour and the development? So I checked in with Mayo Council, County Council, briefly on this. I know it's been very controversial because a previous plan had kind of headline items like a skywalk and a dramatic sculptural piece. And they had said, as you put it there, they're collaborating with Fáilte Ireland at the moment. They're talking about a development plan to look at things like car parking, traffic management, facilities. And this isn't just in Keim, like all over the country, people will tell you we need to talk about loos and accessibility at beaches and so on. Now, that's part of a wider Clew Bay visitor experience, and we would hope to hear more on that.
Just looking at some of the suggestions from our listeners, Streeta Beach, I don't know where that is, best in the country, apart from the donkeys that leave their rubbish. Stradbally Cove in County Waterford, Curraghcloe, mentioned by many people in their suggestions. Some people say Dollymount. And Dollymount has its own urban charm, I suppose, because it's a beach basically in a conurbation. British Bay, number one beach in Ireland, without a doubt. Fermoil Beach at the foot of Mount Brandon on the Dingle Peninsula, says another. Some person, before they knew the answer, was Keim Bay, has recommended Keim Bay, Morris Castle Beach, and many, many more. But often the best beach is the one that's handiest to get to. That's
true. And I think there's a good news story in all of this, Pat, before we descend into sort of talking about the crowds and all that, but that this is good for the cleanliness and the image of Ireland as a natural wild destination. And it comes in a year when we had 95 different blue flag beaches announced, which is a record. So, you know, something positive.
Yeah. And that survey, by the way, of the UK and Ireland's beaches, Blackpool Beach comes off worst as the least safe beach.
Yes, thankfully that one wasn't in Ireland.
Happily not. All right, Paul, thank you very much for joining us. Paul O'Connell, a travel editor with the Irish Independent.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.